Recommendation was that the BIA concept was good, and consequently my petition was rejected. Who is on this board? Well, the chairman is a fellow named Ken Good. Ken Good is a partner with Jerry Davies in the ownership of a multi-million dollar medical building at 111 Waterloo Street. Having Ken Good pass judgment on a petition that would ultimately deny his partner $20,000 seems like a little of a conflict of interest to me. But it doesn't stop there. The elected officials on this advisory board are Al Gleason and George Evola. Mr. Gleason wasn't at this meeting, but we've discussed his affiliation with Mr. Davies, though. Mr. Evola, as it turns out, is property manager for the building at 111 Waterloo Street, owned by Jerry Davies and Ken Good. I'd say Mr. Evola passing judgment on the petition that would prevent his boss from getting a $20,000 contract is also a little of a conflict of interest. In fact, the person who is the liaison between the East London Business Improvement Association and City Council, Joe Fontana, is in an office at 111 Waterloo Street right beside George Evola, who is right beside Ken Good's office, all immediately below Total Marketing Incorporated. When Ron Thomas of CFPL Radio wrote that Gleason, Fontana, and Evola were part of what is nicknamed the City Hall Mafia, he wasn't kidding. Another member of the advisory board, who properly refused to participate in the discussion and voting on this issue, was Peter White, vice president of the London Free Press Limited. Mr. White knew that the BIA would buy at least $5,000 a year in advertising from the Free Press, so he recognized the conflict of interest. But by no means did he judge the petition on its merits, or he would have been compelled to recognize that something was very wrong with this BIA. The Free Press coverage of the petition was so bad and inaccurate, I can't help but feel orders came down to the editorial room from above. Three editorials last summer condemning our petition, even though in retrospect anyone can tell that the money was wasted away. It hasn't changed at the Free Press yet. I went into the newsroom of the Free Press and presented the information which you have heard, and two reporters, one on City Hall Beat and the other on Business, who in fact has covered the BIA for 7 years now, just sort of smiled and said, "That's interesting, when I presented them with material that implicated one councillor, the mayor, three businessmen, and the president of the Free Press in a very dubious situation. You'd think that they would at least take photocopies of my information or take a few notes or show some interest, but no such thing. So perhaps no one will know about these details except if you hear this broadcast. Maybe this sort of thing is so common these days, and I'm sure it is, that no one regards such boss tweed behavior as wrong. Maybe I'm just being too idealistic in demanding that the money collected for any improvement association be collected fairly, voluntarily, and spent on some high quality improvements, and spent honestly."
The views of Mark Emery, a downtown...